next year.
Yeah, I was thinking, aside here, very active with an organization called the Senior Judges Association of Michigan. And we have approximately 80 to 100 persons that have retired from the bench that would be interested in performing judicial service, and actually passed a law this year to provide a method for which we could be appointed to sit as judges. But I was thinking, and I'm still thinking about it, that we should present to the Supreme Court a proposition that perhaps the people of the state of Michigan would be well served by appointing retired judges to act as acting probate judges to hear these matters. Mm-hmm. And that would have some benefits. It would be cheaper than hiring another judge, where you have to pay for his retirement as well as his hospitalization. You don't have to do that in the case of us retired judges. And that we wouldn't be facing re-election in the future, so could act perhaps a little more independently from the political process. And generally speaking, would all be a little older and having a little more worldly attitudes, perhaps, because of our maturity. And thirdly, that we would be able to provide some very good statistics as to how many applications were made, how many were turned down, how many were granted, what process did you go through to ascertain whether or not the parents would or would consent to this procedure if they were but informed of it. Mm-hmm. All kinds of things could be developed. But then when I read that, the persons would be provided by a counsel, provided counsel without cost to them, I thought, well, now maybe I should get back into the practice of law and have a specialty. And what it's going to cost, I have no idea how the effect of the Headley Amendment would work on that. I have no idea. I happen to be at a meeting where Margaret O'Connor, a representative from the 52nd District of the state, who happens to be my representative, where I live in Western Washtenaw County, and she spends most of her time voting against things that she feels are a waste of state's money. And I asked her position on that, who's going to pay it. She said, well, it's free. And I said, Margaret, nothing's free. Somebody pays. There's no lawyer that I know of that is going to take the time preparing the petition, appear in court and everything without compensation. Who's going to compensate? Well, I don't know. The state, I guess. And I said, well, that's what I'm asking. How much is it going to cost? How much would you appropriate for representation for these people? And the provision also in there is that they must be filed, the probate court must act upon them, I think, within 48 hours. And then if there's an appellate situation to the Court of Appeals, that must be accomplished within 72 hours after the petition is denied by the probate court. Well, what are the procedures to be followed in this? And nobody seems to know, and as I say, it becomes effective on April 1st, I believe, in 1991.